Good afternoon and welcome to Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. University Extension is a statewide outreach program of the University of Missouri system. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist with today's program. February is Black History Month. As a nutritionist, this brings to mind my favorite African-American scientist, George Washington Carver. Dr. Carver studied several plants, but perhaps is most well known for his work with peanuts. Carver discovered over 300 uses of peanuts, with such versatility as shaving cream, shampoo, wood stains, and plastics. He also came up with an amazing number of edible options for peanuts. In his 1925 report called How to Grow the Peanut and 105 Ways of Preparing It for Human Consumption, he gives recipes for 5 different peanut soups, 6 types of breads, 5 peanut salads, 21 desserts, plus 29 candies, including peanut and prune ice cream, and peanut carrot fudge. Some recipes were for much more common foods, such as peanut butter and peanut brittle. He also came up with several ways to eat peanuts as a main dish, such as liver with peanuts, mock meats, including chicken, veal cutlets, and sausage, peanut omelet, and baked peanuts with rice. Carver studied this legume because he wanted to help poor cotton farmers in the South improve their depleted soil. He found that it was an inexpensive protein food crop, too. Dry roasted peanuts are an excellent source of magnesium, niacin, and potassium. They're also a good source of zinc, copper, thiamine, and phosphorus. They're high in fiber and contain iron, pantothenic acid, and vitamin B6. Peanuts are also high in fat, mostly unsaturated fat, which is a healthier choice than the saturated fat found in meats. For parents of children who are not fond of meat, and for those whose work find them on the go at mealtimes, peanuts can be a convenient way to fit in a healthy snack. A half ounce of peanuts, or tree nuts such as almonds, walnuts, or cashews, or a tablespoon of peanut butter counts as an equivalent of 1 ounce from the protein group. Most older children and adults need approximately 4 to 6.5 ounces from this group daily. Of course, peanut allergies can also be a concern. For more information on Dr. Carver's accomplishments, uses of peanuts, or any other topic, please feel free to contact me, Janet Hackert, at 660-425-6434 or HackertJ at missouri.edu or your local University of Missouri Extension Center. University of Missouri Extension, your one-stop source for practical education on almost anything. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist, wishing you a great weekend.